Hi, this is Matt Kemp, the head coach of the Fitzroy Lions. Training's been chock full. We've had, 30 to 50 people here every Tuesday, Thursday night. First all the way down to the fifths, having some juniors down with us. It's been a lot of fun. It's been quite hectic. As you know, until daylight savings kicks in, Mary Park isn't very conducive to having a lengthy training session. Yeah, boy, they came down here, or came up here as it were, last year, and we gave them a great game, our first game back in Division I, and we hoped we'd get them back, a little payback from last year. But no, Nathan Holmes has a great team down there. He's got a great facility and a great club to work with. We competed. We had the lead twice. We pitched well. We played great defense. We just didn't come up with some clutch hits that later on down the game really cost us the game. Boy, we're trying to stress this year that we want to cut down our strikeouts. We obviously want to increase our walks. Everybody's trying to do that. But a mix of both. I think we had 8 hits on the day, 6 walks, and a hit batsman. So we had a total of 15 base runners. And any good club will tell you, if you have 15 base runners, you'd like to score around 40-50% of those base runners. That's just something you want to shoot for. So with a ratio like that, we probably should have scored in the neighborhood of 7 runs, which obviously in a 5-4 ball game translates into a win for us. So a mixture of both. We had some timely hitting. Joel Arnett came up big for us and picked us up with a solid double that drove in a run. That was with 2 outs. It picked us up big. That ended up giving us the lead 3-2 at that time. But other than that, we just came up short in some timely situations. A lot of it has to do with the approach. We had a certain situation where we had the pitcher maybe on the ropes, young kid on the mound, just drawing a walk. And the next batter comes up, swings at the first pitch. Now, I have no problem with a hitter being aggressive. But in that situation, if you're going to swing at the first pitch, you better hit it hard. Mm. You're not necessarily going to get a base hit. There's 9 guys out there trying to prevent you from getting on base. But if you're going to swing at that first pitch, we got to be driving that ball. Mm. And other than that, a lot of guys just miss their pitches. John Edwards isn't up to form yet. I know he had 2 hits on the weekend, but he'll tell you himself he's not to his full potential. We'll like to see him in a couple weeks coming out red hot, and he'll be definitely picking up the middle of our order. You have to always say the premieres, right? So you got to go with Waverly. They've got a great club structure over there. They've got a fantastic coach running a good program that's a storied program. They're always going to be the team to beat. The team who won it last year is always the team to beat, so that's Waverly. But you obviously got to look to your Essendons, your Geelongs. I believe Cheltenham was in the 4 last year. But as I've talked to other guys in the league, I think it's going to be a deeper competition this year. I think Melbourne coming up isn't going to be a pushover. They're going to surprise some people much like we did last year. Mm. And you look to teams like us, obviously, Doncaster. Those are the teams that are going to be pushing towards the hopefully for that last 4 spot. But you certainly can't count on a team in Preston that I don't know much about. And some other teams like Malvern, which have had a lot of transfers, and Blackburn with a lot of transfers. You never know how it's going to shake up, but I'll tell you right now, I'm excited to see what the season's going to look like in January. No, just real excited for daylight savings to kick in and excited for this weather. I'll tell you right now, I first got down here and it was 12 degrees, 13 degrees and raining. And boy, I wanted to go back to Germany pretty quick where it was 25 and sunny. But I'll tell you now, the last couple days have been great working at a camp with Grant Carlson and Baseball Victoria trying to promote baseball. Once again, great things that we're trying to do here in Australia, promoting the game, getting kids having fun playing baseball. Really excited for the sunshine.